From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is praising Iraq's security forces for holding down violence during today's parliamentary elections there. Millions of Iraqis cast ballots. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is traveling with Gates, who said he hopes the process of forming a new government in Iraq will not take too long.
Secretary Gates says the contrast between violence levels now in Iraq and just a few years ago is staggering. And he says that trend continued with Sunday's election. There were incidents, but Gates says U.S. commanders estimate about 80% of the explosions that could be heard in Baghdad were small, so-called bottle noise bombs, designed to scare people but not to do real damage. Secretary Gates admits the next step, forming a new government, will probably be complicated, but he says this immediate milestone, the vote on Sunday, should be chalked up as, quote, all in all, a good day. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, on a military aircraft traveling with the secretary.
Police in Chile have been using bullhorns to warn looters in the earthquake-devastated city of Concepcion to return anything they've stolen during a brief amnesty that was in effect today. People seem to be heeding the warning. New appliances, televisions, and furniture are being dumped along roadsides today. It took 35 trucks to pick all the gear up. Once this amnesty for looters is over, police will be searching homes in a crackdown. Chile's president is calling looting one of the aftershocks of the earthquake in the country. She noted that the items stolen usually have nothing to do with survival. President Obama is marking this 45th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the historic civil rights march that began in Selma, Alabama. NPR's Allison Keyes reports hundreds of people staged a reenactment of the march today, among them a man who would go on to become a prominent lawmaker from Georgia.
On March 7, 1965, civil rights marchers began a trek from Selma to Montgomery to demonstrate the need for voting rights in the state. They were attacked by Alabama state troopers wielding billy clubs and tear gas on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in a confrontation that eventually led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In a statement, Mr. Obama asked the nation to honor the memory of those who were shoved and beaten within an inch of their lives because they believed that Americans had the right to cast a vote regardless of race. President Obama praised Democratic Georgia Congressman John Lewis, who was injured leading the march on that day, and the others, the president said, let their feet speak in a way their voices alone could not. The president says despite the progress made since that terrible day in Selma, there is still much work to be done. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Gasoline prices have jumped nearly 10 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, up to a national average of $2.73 a gallon for regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says she's not surprised that prices at the pump have begun to reflect the recent rise in crude oil costs. She says gas prices are 70 cents a gallon higher now than they were this time last year. This is NPR News from Washington. Palestinian leaders are giving their approval for indirect peace talks with Israel to be mediated by the United States. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell and other U.S. negotiators will shuttle between the two sides in talks authorized to last no more than 4 months. The Palestinians ruled out direct talks unless Israel agreed to halt settlement construction completely. The new talks will end a gap in communication between the two sides that has lasted for more than a year. The original manuscript of Albert Einstein's theory of relativity has gone on display for the first time in Israel. Linda Gradstein reports.
The 46-page handwritten document has never before been exhibited in its entirety. Today, Israel's Academy of Science and Humanities in Jerusalem opened the exhibit. In the document, Einstein explains how gravity can bend space and time and explains his theory of an expanding universe. It was published in 1916 and remains an important breakthrough in modern physics. Einstein contributed the manuscript to Hebrew University in 1925, along with dozens of other papers and artifacts. The university is lending it to the Academy of Sciences for its 50th anniversary celebration. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The Academy Awards ceremony begins in an hour in Hollywood, but about 3 million cable TV subscribers in the New York City area may not be able to watch it. ABC TV's broadcast is not being made available to cable firm Cablevision because of a dispute over fees. Marva Smith is a Cablevision subscriber, and she says she's angry at both companies.
It's not them who's suffering, it's the consumers and them who are suffering.
The two firms have been trying to work out a last-minute deal. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.